Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Everybody, welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS at the Walls Arena. We're in Seward as Hastings College gets set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. A women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game is up first. Matchup of a couple of top 25 rated teams here tonight in third ranked Concordia and 17th ranked Hastings. Broncos coming in 13-6 on the season, 7-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Of course, losing to Morningside on Saturday by the score of 60-46. Concordia, the second hottest team right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won 14 games in a row. Concordia is sitting at 19-1 on the season. They are 12-1. Yeah, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia knocked off Hastings earlier this season by the score of 68-65. So it's the Broncos and the Bulldogs here tonight at Walls Arena in Seward. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Before we get to the starting lineups here tonight, we're going to have the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Hastings in Concordia on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight as we get set for basketball action between Hastings and Concordia. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. For Concordia, they will go with Bailey Morris tonight, 5'4" and senior. Bailey Morris, the fourth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18 points per ball game. Tracy Pites is a 5'11" and senior out of Hardington, Nebraska. Pites is averaging 10.9 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Mary Janovich is a 5'7" freshman out of Gretna, averaging 8.8 points and 4 rebounds per game. She scored 15 the last time we played these guys. Kelsey Heiser is a 5'10" senior out of Parker, South Dakota. Heiser is averaging 5.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. And Becky Mueller is a 5'10" sophomore out of Elkhorn, Nebraska, averaging 11 points and 3.2 rebounds per ball game. Hastings is going to have a change in their starting lineup, looking for a little bit more offensive production tonight. Holly Samuelson is going to get a start, 5'9", and a senior. Samuelson out of Gretna, Nebraska. She's averaging 5.3 points per ball game. Chelsea Morton is a 5'8" junior out of Holdridge, Nebraska, averaging 3.3 points per game. Abby Jackson, 5'5", and a senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 6.8 per game. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", and a senior out of Sutton. Van Kirk, the second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 19.3 points per ball game. And then Sierra Williamson is a 6'1" junior out of Broomfield, Colorado, averaging 5.3 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings: 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in the black uniforms there this evening, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the silver. Ball is in the air, and Concordia controls the opening tip. Bulldogs will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Hastings College will start off in the man-to-man defense, looking for a better start than we had the other day at Morningside. Fell behind 11-0. Here's Morris driving with the basket. His shot good. Bailey Morris scored 31 points the last time we played Concordia. Back at the end of November, she gets her first field goal here. She's on pace to become the all-time leading scorer here in Concordia women's basketball history. She'll do that later on this season. Here's Jackson driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. An offensive foul is called, and Jackson, she knocks down Tracy Pines in the lane, and Abby Jackson gets hit with a personal foul on the opening possession of the ball game for the Broncos offensively. That's the first turnover and the first team foul called on Hastings here in the first half of play. Just underway, 30 seconds into the ball game. Concordia's got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Driving the baseball, the basketball, is going to be Mueller. Mueller gets it out here to Tracy Pines down on the baseline. Now down in the right corner. Shot put up by Janovich. Good three-pointer. Mary Janovich scoring on a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And Concordia has jumped on the Broncos early. 5-0 is the score. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk, high left side. Van Kirk comes out to Samuelson, top of the key. Now left side to Chelsea Morton. Skip pass comes over here to Jackson on the right wing. Abby takes it out on the baseline, gets it out to Williamson on the wing. Shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson knocks down a 15-footer from the right side of the lane. And the Broncos are on the board. 18:43 to play here in the first half. 5-2 is the score. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings. On the high right side is Kelsey Heiser driving the ball down her lane. Loses control of the ball. It is loose. Van Kirk had it. Now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called on Heiser after she lost control of the ball. She was fighting for it there with Van Kirk. Heiser is guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul on the Bulldogs there in the first half of play. 18.5 minutes to play in the opening half just underway here at the Walls Arena in Seward, Nebraska tonight. Hastings and the third-ranked Bulldogs of Concordia driving the ball down the right side of the lane is Chelsea Morton all the way to the baseline. Gets it out to Williamson. Mishandles the ball. She saves it back out to Morton. Out to Williamson again. Skip pass goes over to Samuelson. Takes it into the lane. Her shot up there. Off the window and in. Holly Samuelson scoring here tonight for Hastings. She got the start for it. Coach Carrie Hofstetter. And she hits a field goal here early. The Boulder Broncos back to within 1.5-4. 2 minutes into the ball game. Here's Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Her pass is deflected. It is picked up here by Morton as she drives it back the other way. Stops in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Mueller. Second turnover on Concordia here in the first half of play. Here comes Bailey Morris back driving down the lane. This ball tipped away by Samuelson. Recovered by Morton. Long pass down the floor to Samuelson. Shot good. Samuelson hits two out of the first three field goals for Hastings College. And the Broncos on a 6-0 run now over Concordia. They've got the lead for the first time this afternoon, or this evening, at the 16-26 mark, or 17-26 mark. There's Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Goes over to Bailey Morris. Free throw line extended right side. Her pass down low is off of the fingertips of Pines out of bounds. Nice pass by Morris right on the money, but Tracy Pines couldn't control underneath the basket. Third turnover already on Concordia here in the ballgame. 17-15 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 6-5. Here come the Broncos back in the offensive zone. Abby Jackson, high left side. That's a Van Kirk behind the screen. Van Kirk moves it back to Jackson on the right side. Entry pass to Sierra Williamson. Her shot good. Sierra Williamson knocks one down for Hastings. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and it's now an 8-5 ball game. Hastings out on top by three. Here's Bailey Morris back. Hastings on an 8-0 run. Jackson tips the ball away. Morris picks it back up. Goes over to Mary Janovich here. On the left side, down in the right corner to Pites. Drives the baseline. Reverse layup is up there. No good. Rebound Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. She works against Bailey Morris out top. Jackson now in trouble. Gets it away to Samuelson. Samuelson 25 feet away from the basket. Looking. Finally gives it away now to Abby Jackson again. Jackson works it to the right side of the floor. Comes over to Van Kirk. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk, Chelsea Morton out top of the key. Morton skip pass to the far side, intercepted. Intercepted there by Morris. The second turnover on Hastings. Bailey Morris to the Rockers. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound tapped to the corner. It's picked up here by Samuelson. We played 4 minutes here in this one. Hastings College on an 8-0 run. They've got the lead over Concordia by the score of 8-5. There's Hastings now offensively. Here's Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Jamie Van Kirk looking. Comes out to Chelsea Morton. Out to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Abby dribbles once. Looking, goes down to Sierra Williamson, down in the corner. Williamson takes the ball up to the elbow left side, and then she's hit with a traveling violation. Three turnovers on Hastings in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Three on Concordia. Broncos have the lead over the third-ranked Bulldogs. The score is 8-5. Sierra Williamson coming out of the ball game now for Hastings, and checking in for the Broncos is going to be Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon, the 5'11" freshman out of Holdridge. Jeldon is averaging 5.6 points and 6.3 rebounds per ballgame. 8-5 the score. Hastings College is out on top. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good there by Brindley Dom. And then we got a foul call and a rebound. There's the foul going. Hastings on the rebound. It's going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. Also coming in for the Broncos is going to be Michaela Berry. Berry did not get the start tonight for Hastings. She's been in kind of a shooting slump. In fact, the last four ball games, she is 17 out of 57 from the field for just 29%. So Samuelson got the start tonight, but Michaela Berry is in there now. Deep in the left corner, there's a shot taken for three that's going to be no good. Down for the rebounds brought down here by Jackson. 8-5 the score. Down to Berry on the far side, driving to the hole. Down there in the baseline, she falls down in a traveling violation. Fourth turnover at Hastings College here in the ballgame. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings out on top of Concordia tonight. The score is 8-5. Back in the offensive zone is a Shelby Quinn, who's into the ballgame now. Bounce pass goes to Tracy Pikes, right side of the lane. She dribbles in the lane, back out to the top of the key to Quinn. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm, and a foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Berry. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three of the Broncos. Gets to send Shelby Quinn to the free throw line for Concordia. She is 19 out of 22 from the foul line so far this season. 86%. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Concordia is a team hitting 70% from the free throw line. That is fifth in the conference. They are 42% from the field, sixth in the conference, and 29% from three-point territory. That is ninth in the conference. Shelby Quinn's second free throw is up there and in. So that breaks an 8-0 run here for the Broncos. Hastings out on top now, 8-6 here in the ball game after falling behind 5-0. There's a pass down to Farmer. Shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer scores. Nice pass by Jackson. And it is now a 10-6 ball game. Hastings College with the lead on the high post. They get the ball there to Jessica Pearson. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is going to be no good. Quinn grabs the rebound. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Goes to the far sideline now to Adam as she drives it into the paint. Ball tipped away. It's picked up here by Hastings. Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Running back the other way. Dribble penetration. The ball knocked loose, but a foul is going to be called. The foul will go on Concordia. This one goes on Morris. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on Concordia here in the first half of play. End of the ball game now for the Bulldogs is going to be Laura Crone as Crone comes into the contest now. Hastings will play things in. Down here on the baseline, that's Alex Edwards. Now to Jackson. Gets it back outside the ring to Michaela Berry. Here's Chanel Farmer at the top of the key over to Alex Edwards, right side. Cross-court pass goes over to Michaela Berry, takes it into the lane, bounce pass down to baseline. That's Jeldon driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, and then she's fouling the play. Rachel Jeldon with a missed shot and an offensive board, and she is fouling her second attempt here. Foul is going to go on to Shelby Quinn. That's going to be her first team foul, number three in the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. They have played 6 minutes here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by a score of 10-6. Non-shooting situation is going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. She'll trigger things in. Jamie looking. And finally a five-second violation. Five-second violation is called there on Hastings. Van Kirk unable to inbound the ball there. Good defense by Concordia. Concordia is the top-scoring team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're averaging 85.5 points per ball game. They are number three in the conference in defense at 63.1. Bailey Morris has got the ball out to Heiser. Now she moves it down in the corner. That's a Crone with the ball. Back around to the wing on the left side. That's going to be Bailey Morris behind the screen. Morris is double team. Morris gets the ball away. Back outside. It's going to be Kelsey Heiser. Down to Quinn. Diagonal pass is going to be intercepted down here on the left baseline. Intercepted there by Farmer. Turnover number four on Concordia. They try to get the ball out of Bailey Morris, and Farmer steps ahead of the pass and steps in front of Morris and picks it off, and then she comes back to the offensive end and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to the right wing there to Van Kirk, so Hastings has turned the ball over six times already here in the first half of play, and now the Broncos call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 13:25 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Concordia 6.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 10-6 is the score. Hastings College out on top, 13-24 to play. Here in the opening half from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. That's a Crone with the ball. Crone goes over on the right side. Jessica Pearson takes it down on the baseline. Down to the racker. Shot is up there. It's no good. She had the rebound. Lost it out of her hands. And it's going to be Hastings College ball. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. They've got a four-point lead. Here come the Broncos. Michaela Berry will bring it up now. Waist-high dribble across the 10-second line. Right here in the center of the floor. Picked up there by Shelby Quinn of Concordia. Over to a Van Kirk. She drives the baseline. Her shot from about 10 feet away is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Morris. There comes Bailey Morris running back the other way for Concordia. Three on three. To the rack she goes. Her shot good. Bailey Morris gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And it's now a 10-8 ball game. Concordia back to within 2 points. And Elle Farmer goes to Van Kirk. Dumps it down low. It's off of the fingertips of Rachel Jellin, and the ball is recovered here by Crone. Down to Morris into the fourth quarter on the right side. Gets away from Farmer, drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. And we got a collision underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Rachel Jellin of Hastings. Jellin picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in the first half. And Morris will go to the free throw line. Bailey 74% from the free throw line this year. She is 86 for 115. Her shot is up there. Rims off. No good. She'll get one more. She's fourth on the program's all-time scoring list. She's got 1,748 career points. Just 52 points behind the leader, Sarah Harrison, who's got 1,800 points over her career from 2001 to 2005. Morris keeps up her average for the rest of the season. She'll surpass that later on this year. Bailey Bourne sets her next free throw, so she gets one out of two from the line. 5 points in the ball game, and now Concordia is back within 1 point. 10-9 is the score. Hastings with a lead in the basketball. Chanel Farmer goes to Alex Edwards. 200 pass down on the baseline. That's going to be Samuelson. Dribbles once. Comes out here to Chanel Farmer. Lobs the ball down low. Jeldon grabs the ball. Her shot no good. And the rebound is brought down here by Becky Mueller. Jeldon misses the easy one from point blank range. And Mueller grabs the rebound for the Dogs. Down to Bailey Morris. Drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouling the play. Bailey Morris gets the field goal there. And she's fouling the play by Chanel Farmer of Hastings. That's going to be her first. And Morris will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Farmer checks out. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ball game now for Hastings. Morton comes back in. Coming out will be Alex Edwards. So now Concordia has come back to grab an 11-10 lead over here over Hastings. Broncos had a 10-6 lead for their biggest lead of the ball game so far. Bailey Morris knocks down a free throw. Makes it a three-point play. Now Concordia goes out on top 12-10. Over Hastings. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson into the forecourt. Picked up there by Mary Janovich. Jackson works it all the way down to the right baseline. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to Jeldon. High right side. Down in the corner again. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Moves it behind a Jeldon screen. Comes out here between the circles. That's going to be Van Kirk. She shoves off. Offensive foul. Van Kirk shoving off against the Bailey Morris. Gets hit with an offensive foul. Jamie picks up her first personal. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. And now carrying again wants to burn a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here with 11:37 to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 12, Hastings 10.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. Here's Concordia with the ball. Driving right down the right side of the lane is Becky Mueller. She takes it to the hole and scores. And now Concordia is out on top of Hastings by 4, 14-10, after Hastings had a four-point lead just a few minutes ago. Jolin at a high post, throws the ball down to the baseline, nearly lost out of bounds by Samuelson. Is it under control? Comes out to Jolin again, down to Van Kirk, drives into the hole, and shot is up there. That one is no good. Van Kirk grabs the rebound, keeps it alive here to Samuelson, back outside to Jackson, takes the ball into the paint, bounce pass, comes out here to Jolin on the wing, on the left side, down in the corner now. That's going to be Chelsea Morton, takes it into the paint, out to Van Kirk, top of the key. Van Kirk looking, he dribbles into the free throw line, bounce pass over to Jackson. Jackson takes it down on the baseline. Back out to Chelsea Morton. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Samuelson for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Heiser for Concordia. Heiser brings her back the other way. Down for the Dogs. Hustles into the forecourt. Goes over on the wing on the right side. Entry pass down low. Grabbing it. Boxes. Putting up a shot is good. Tracy Pike scoring. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And Concordia has now got a six-point lead over Hastings. 16-10. There's Abby Jackson now. Abby Jackson driving it down the lane. Bounce pass down to Samuelson. A shot no good. Rebound. Holly puts it back up there and scores. Holly Samuelson missed the first one. Got her own rebound back and scores on the offensive board. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos back to within 4 points. 16-12 is the score. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball for Concordia. Morris stops out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the right side. That's Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Heiser now down to Tracy Pites. Works the baseline. Puts up a little hook shot on the baseline. No good. Over Morton, the ball is recovered here by Rachel Jeldon. Gets it in the hands now of Jackson as she hustles back into the forecourt. 9:45 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 16-12. Abby Jackson dribbling with it. Concordia in a man-to-man defense. Left side is Samuelson. Samuelson takes it into the paint, stops, puts a nice move on there. A shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Bailey Morris, long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Van Kirk as she runs her back the other way. 2-on-3. Van Kirk didn't have the numbers, and she'll reset things. So the pass out here to Abby Jackson. Now to Morton. She takes the ball with the elbow, spins right there, takes it down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Jackson, open for three. Shot good. Abby Jackson knocks down a three-pointer, and the Broncos are back within one. 16-15 is the score. We've got 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Bailey Morris. Entry pass deflected away down low. Deflected away from Tracy Pites. Good job there by the Bronco D. I think that was Morton who got her hands in it there for Hastings. Coming into the ball game now, Sierra Williamson. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. 8:57 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing third-ranked Concordia by a score of 16-15. Heiser will play things in. They get it out here to Becky Mueller. Drives it down the lane there, and the shot's going to be partially deflected out of bounds. Sierra Williamson getting her piece of the ball right there. That's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kelsey Heiser will look to play it in. We got a personal foul away from all the action out here in the three-point territory. It's going to go on Quinn. Shelby Quinn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. 16-15 is the score. Hastings trailing, but the Broncos can pull ahead with a successful trip down the floor here. Holly Samuelson, high left side, comes out to Farmer, top of the key, bounce pass to Williamson. Now to Holly Samuelson to the free throw line. Back down in the corner, that's going to be Sierra Williamson. Down to Abby Jackson, down in the corner, Samuelson for three, shots off of the rim, no good, rebound Farmer. So now Farmer with an offensive board, bounce pass goes back inside to Williamson. Williamson nearly tied up in the play, comes out to Jackson. Now to Chelsea Morton to Williamson at the free throw line, shot rims off, no good. And the ball is going to be poked toward the baseline, and the foul is going to be called here. They go on Samuelson of Hastings. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So they're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a 1-1 situation for Shelby Quinn. Samuelson checks out. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game. Hastings down by 1 point here. 16-15 is the score. Shelby Quinn to the line. She's 1 of 2 so far today. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Williamson with the ball. Takes it to the far sideline to Jackson. Abby Jackson dribbling with it out here. Right in her face is Mary Janovich. Down to Farmer. Drives it out of the baseline. A running one-hander is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. Farmer grabs her own rebound. Farmer gets it out here to Jackson. Now comes across the top. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Williamson at the free throw line. Williamson comes over here to Chanel Farmer. Now to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson drives it down to the baseline on the left side of the lane. Now reverses the ball, gets it back to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson again. Abby drives it toward the goal. Bounce pass It's going to go to Morton. Out to Farmer for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. Farmer throws that up from long range that did not draw iron. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in here in backcourt. 16-15. The Dogs have a one-point lead. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Shelby Quinn with the ball for Concordia. Bounce pass down to Tracy Pites. Drives the baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Nice move there by Tracy Pites. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Concordia now leading by three. 18-15. Hastings back with the ball in her offensive end. Right side is going to be Van Kirk. Circles around. Takes it into the lane. Her shot from five is going to be no good, but it was partially deflected out of her hands, and a personal foul is going to be called there on Heiser. Kelsey Heiser picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number five, and the Dogs going to the free throw line is going to be Van Kirk, the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 87% from the charity stripe. Her first free throw is up there and in. That's her first point of the ball game here tonight. Van Kirk is the second best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 19.3 points per ball game. Jessica Pearson comes back into the ballgame now for Concordia. 7:06 to play. First half, 18-16. Concordia has got the lead. Van Kirk knocks down her second free throw. And Hastings now within 1 point at 18-17. Here in this first half of play from the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Shelby Quinn with the ball. Quinn comes out to Pearson at the top of the key. Moves it over to the right side. That's Kelsey Heiser. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be an offensive foul on Kelsey Heiser. And that's going to be her third foul here in the first half. So now Heiser is going to have to come out. Here comes Bailey Morris back into the ballgame for Concordia. Hastings down by a point. Broncos trying to get back into the winning track after losing the other day to Morningside. Losing up in Sioux City on Saturday by the score of 60-46. Broncos had a terrible day shooting the ball. On Saturday, only 25% from the floor and 15% from three-point territory. Van Kirk for 3-year shot from the corner is good. Jamie Van Kirk, that's her first field goal of the ball game. It's a three-pointer. Now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Hastings has now got the lead 20-18. 6:25 to play. Tika Thompson with the ball. Thompson goes to Van Kirk. Inside down to Williamson. The foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Concordia. Now the official forgot who the foul was on. There it is, number 14. That's going to be Pites. That's going to be your first. First foul in Pites. Team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line down for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. Williamson is 68% foul shooter in the season. She's knocked down 28 of 41 from the free throw line. Williamson had 10 points the last time these two teams played back at the end of November. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings is a team hitting 69% of their free throws this year, 7th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 8th in field goal percentage at 41% and number 5 in three-point shooting at 33%. Hastings out on top, 21-18. Next shot is up there and in by Sierra Williamson. So Hastings out to their biggest lead of the ball game now at 22-18 with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Bailey Morris with the ball runs into Jackson, and now the ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Thompson had it down on the baseline or down out here on the floor. She was tied up on the play by Morris, but the possession arrow was pointing in favor of Hastings, so Concordia turns the ball over. Tika Thompson got into hardware there and wrestled the ball away from Morris. Jump ball is called, and Hastings gets it on the alternating jump with a chance to expand her lead here at 22-18. Here's Farmer with the ball. High right side. Dribble to the elbow. Comes out here to Van Kirk. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot off the glass. Good. Jamie Van Kirk hits the field goal. She's now got 7 in the ball game. Hastings out on top. 24-18. Entry pass to Pites. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Tracy Pites now with 3 field goals and 6 points for Concordia. Here comes Tika Thompson down the right sideline for the Broncos. Out to Jackson. Holds the ball. Now dribbles it. Down the left side of the lane to the goal she goes. Her shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Farmer had the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. The officials look, and they give the ball to Hastings. Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:24 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 24-20. Women's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings will play things in. Jackson in the corner. Goes over to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk behind the screen. There's a pass deflected right back into the face of Van Kirk. She picks her back up. Van Kirk will come out here to the 10-second line. That's Jackson with the ball. Jackson picked up there by Janovich. Now to Tika Thompson. Dribble penetration. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul called in Brentley Dom. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Dogs, and that's going to send Tika Thompson to the free throw line. Thompson has had her problems here from the stripe this year. She's hitting only 37% from the foul line. She's 15 out of 40. Her shot is up there. That one is off of the left side. No good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound comes down to Pearson for Concordia. Out of Bailey Morris and a cheap foul here in backcourt. Wow. Chanel Farmer picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. As Morris is going to drive the ball down the near sideline. Just a little contact made in front of the Concordia bench. And Farmer gets hit with a personal foul. So Morris to the free throw line. Bailey so far has got 8 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Thompson. Thompson gets the ball to Jackson. 24-20. Hastings with a four-point lead over the third-ranked team of the nation here tonight. There's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk now to Farmer. Her pass. They get it to Williamson. Back out to Jamie at the top of the key. Flips it back away to Williamson. Back to Jamie Van Kirk. Three-pointers off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Mary Janovich. Janovich running it into the forecourt here on the near sideline. Hands it away right in front of us to Bailey Morris. Long pass to Jessica Pearson in the lane. Wheels, puts up a shot up there. It's around the rim, falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk for Hastings down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Goes to the free throw line. Back out to Jackson. Dribble penetration down to Tika Thompson. Back outside the ring. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Entry pass. That's Williamson. Has it poked away from behind by Bailey Morris. Turnover number 8 on Hastings. Morris comes back 2-on-3 to the rim. She goes. Her shot no good. Rebound Tracy Pites. She's surrounded. Throws up a shot anyway. It's no good. Rebound to Williamson. And a foul is going to be called. Jessica Pearson gets in with a personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 9 on the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. Now we walk to the end of the floor. And we'll have a 1-1 situation here for Sierra Williamson. Williamson has got 6 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 68% from the foul line so far this season. Her shot is up there, and his shot is good. She'll get the bonus. So Hastings College now with a 5-point lead here in this one, 25-20. We've got 4 minutes to play in the first half from the Walls Arena. Big shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sierra Williamson hits a couple of free throws. It's now 26-20. Concordia trailed in their last ball game on Saturday. They trailed Briarcliff at the halftime break, and then they a huge second half. They went on to beat the Chargers the other day. Beat them 76-60 as they outscored Briarcliff in the second half, 44-24. So Concordia is used to being down here at halftime. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Janovich. Rebound comes down to Tika Thompson. Thompson runs her back the other way for Hastings down the right side of the lane, and you have her pocket picked here by Janovich running back the other way. Her shot is up there and in. Mary Janovich takes the ball away from Tika Thompson as she was driving it down the right side of the lane and takes it coast to coast for the easy field goal. 26-22. Now the Broncos are up by 4 points. Hastings with the ball. Here's Michaela Berry being guarded out there by Janovich. Berry goes over to Van Kirk. Now to Chanel Farmer, top of the key. Farmer sends it back to Van Kirk, now Tika Thompson, top of the circle, dribbles to the elbow, or shot up there and in. She banks one home. Tika Thompson hits her first field goal here. It's now a 28-22 ball game. Hastings College leading by 6. We're down to 3:06 to play here in the first half. Concordia comes back with the ball. Bailey Morris picked up by Farmer. Bailey Morris gets it away to Becky Mueller, driving down the right side lane. It's not going to be blocked down there by Williamson. Sierra grabs the ball for Hastings. Gets it into the hands of Van Kirk. Here come the Broncos into their offensive zone. Van Kirk, nice pass to Farmer. Shot good. Van Kirk took it down to the left side of the lane at the last second. Finds a Chanel Farmer wide open right side of the goal, and Farmer lays it in. Hastings out on top now by 8. There's a shot on the baseline. It's up there and in. And we have a personal foul called on Hastings. Personal foul is going to go here on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be your second. The bucket's going to count here by Bailey Morris. She's now got 10 points in the basketball game. And Morris will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Morris Her shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. She's now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings still with a 6-point lead, 30-26. Michaela Berry with the ball to Abby Jackson. Now to Thompson. Skip pass comes over here to Berry. Takes it down on the baseline. Now comes out to Tika Thompson. Dribble penetration to the goal. She goes. Her shot off the glass is good. Tika Thompson has come off the bench, did a couple of field goals and 4 points. And the Broncos are now leading by a score of 32-24 here in the first half. 2:10 to play. There's a pass down on the baseline. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Dabrico. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Out to Abby Jackson in the far sideline. Abby brings it back to the center of the floor. Now 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by 8 points. 32-24. With the basketball over here, it's going to be Michaela Berry. Berry circles around. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called. Becky Mueller picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 10 on the Bulldogs here in the first half. So now Michaela Berry will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Berry is 76% foul shooter in the season. She's 38 out of 50. And her free throw is up there and in. That's her first point of the night. Alex Edwards comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Thompson. Berry will have one more. Shot is up there and the shot is good. So Hastings College has got a 10-point lead over Concordia here in the first half. Broncos ranked number 17 in the latest poll. Concordia is number 3. They've got a 14-game winning streak. There's dribble penetration and a dump off to Becky Mueller, and she lays it in. Bailey Morris gets the assist, 34-26. Hastings leading by 8. There's Berry driving the ball to the rack. It's going to be blocked down. Picked up here by Bailey Morris, coming back the other way to the goal. Has the basketball stripped away. Morris picks her back up. Her shot good. Morris now with 12 points in the ball game, 34-28. Hastings with a 6-point lead with a minute and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Jackson comes over here to Alex Edwards. Edwards down in the corner to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Jeldon. She is double teamed. Her pass comes out to Edwards. Now to Abby Jackson. Takes it to the elbow. Outside to Berry. Shot for 3. Good. Michaela Berry knocks down a 3-pointer for Hastings. Big shot there. Berry now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back onto a 9-point lead, 37-28. Hastings with a lead over Concordia under a minute to play here in the first half. Here's Morris with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. That's a 7th turnover trying to get the ball down to Pites. Ball was picked off by the Bronco D. So now Farmer with the ball on the far sideline to Edwards. The Farmer for 3. Shots off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down here to Concordia. That's Devin Edwards with the ball. Down the right sideline to Morris for 3. Shot good. Bailey Morris now with 15 in the first half. 37-31. Hastings down with a 6-point lead. Broncos with the ball with 15 seconds to play. Abby Jackson, high right side. Jackson, double teamed here on the near side. Jackson looking. And now we've got a 5-second traveling violation. Abby Jackson was trapped along the near sideline right in front of the Concordia bench. And she's hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 10 on Hastings here in the first half of play. Concordia's got 7. Into the ball game now is going to be Morton. Chelsea comes in. Alex Edwards will come to the bench. 5.5 seconds to play. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 37-31. Here the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's picked up here by Morton. She can't get a shot away as she throws one up from just past half court. It wouldn't count it anyway. It hits off of the front of the iron. And that is the end of the first half here. Good one brewing here tonight at the Walls Arena in Seward. The score at halftime, it is Hastings out on top of Concordia. It's the Broncos 31. Actually, the Broncos 37, Concordia 31. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Concordia here at the break. The score is 37-31 in favor of the Broncos. Concordia jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in the ball game, but then Hastings, they scored 8 straight points to grab the lead at 8-5. Concordia came back to grab a 11-10 advantage in the first half. Hastings then coming back and reclaiming the lead at 20-18. Hastings built as much as a 6-point lead at 24-18 and a 26-20. Also at 28-22 with about 3 minutes to play. Hastings had a 10-point lead at 34-24 just before the break. And right now, 37-31. Hastings out on top by 6 points over the third-ranked team in the country here tonight. Hastings shooting 43% from the floor at halftime. They're 13 out of 30. Concordia is 13 out of 28 for 46%. The Broncos have knocked down 3 out of 9 from three-point range for 33%. And they are 2 out of 4 from three-point territory from Concordia. That is 50%. Hastings from the free throw line, 8 out of 9 for 88%. Concordia from the stripe tonight, they are 3 out of 8 for just 37%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 20 rebounds compared to 15 for Concordia. The Broncos have got 7 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. Concordia with 4 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 11 times so far in the basketball game. Concordia, they have got 12 turnovers. Hastings has got 2 block shots and 10 steals. Concordia has got 1 block shot and 4 steals. The leading rebounders for Concordia so far in this basketball game, Bailey Moore, she's got 3 rebounds for the Dogs. And the leading rebounder for Hastings has been Chanel Farmer. She has got 4. Hastings College has got the lead here at the break by the score of 37-31. We've had 3 lead changes so far in this basketball game tonight. Hastings College is scoring here in the first half. They're being led by Holly Samuelson, Jamie Van Kirk, and Sierra Williamson. Jamie Van Kirk has got 7 points in the ball game. She's got a 3 and a 2, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Holly Samuelson has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Sierra Williamson has got a couple of field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 6. 5 points from Michaela Berry. Berry has got a 3-pointer. And she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Tika Thompson, 2 field goals and 4 points. Thompson is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson, she's nailed a 3-pointer for 3 points here in the first half of play. Concordia led by Bailey Moore. She's got 15 points in the ball game here. Morris has got 1 3-pointer. She's got 5 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Bailey Morris, who scored 31 points on the Broncos earlier this year, has got 15 here in the first half. Tracy Pites, she's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Marini Janovich has got a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points. Becky Mueller has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Shelby Quinn, she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. So Hastings College has got the lead here over the third-ranked team in the nation. The Concordia Bulldogs have scored the break. It is Hastings 37 and Concordia 31. Take a 1 minute timeout. Tyson Ervonik will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
And welcome back to Halftime here, the Hastings College basketball broadcast here. It's time for the Hastings College Spotlight on 1230 KHS. And all month long, we've taken a closer look at J-Term, taking a look at a few of the classes, a little bit about the history of some of the things with the Hastings College J-Term. And now joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight program, Kim Gravetti is the Director of Career Services at Hastings College. And first of all, Kim, thanks for joining us on the program.
You're welcome.
Kim, we brought you on the program today because I wanted to take a look at some of the things that they can do outside of the Hastings College campus, some internships that might be available during this January term. Tell us a little bit about what some of the opportunities are available for them.
Well, students seek out their own opportunities, but we have some different disciplines that are fairly regular during the J term. This January term, we have 26 students that are out in our community and other communities outside of Hastings in internship experiences. And there are, I think I counted 10 different academic areas where students are having internships. So it really varies a lot. One of our most historic programs is that we're really happy to have at Hastings College is with the Mary Lanning Healthcare. We have a sort of unique opportunity for students that are interested in going into medicine, where they do an internship where they rotate through all of the departments at the hospital. And it's been really successful for our students in getting a good foundation in how a hospital operates and how the doctors interact with all different departments within the hospital. We have two students doing that this J term, and then we've also always been really fortunate to have a lot of other health providers and clinicians that allow students to come in and observe and participate in internships in their settings as well in terms of physical therapy and occupational therapy. So we have 9 biology students out on internships this January term, and I think all but one of them are in a healthcare setting.
Now, as far as your office over there at the Career Services, how does your office play a role in helping these students get out and into the Hastings community and surrounding communities?
Well, in a couple of ways. In some aspects, not necessarily for J-Term, but for other internships, we're the place where we advertise those internships that are competitive that they apply to. For some of our community partners, including Mary Lanning, students actually pick up their application here. They complete the application and other requirements, and then we submit it through us to the actual department. So sometimes that gets into helping them, you know, learn how to apply for an internship and apply for a job. Sometimes it means just helping them identify where the opportunities might be locally and away from here. And so that varies quite a bit, too. And still, we have students, too, that seek out and find their own internships or go through their department. The Hastings Police Department offers internship opportunities, and our students from the criminal justice area have numerous ones of our students have participated in internships with them, and we have several doing that this January term as well. And so many times that's a matter of a faculty member referring them directly to somebody at the police department to get that started.
As far as the internships are concerned, is this something that a lot of the businesses around town have been taking advantage of? A lot of the organizations around town have been taking advantage of?
Well, it depends a little bit on the different areas that students might be going into. We have, in the whole nonprofit sector, we have a community partnership program where I think there are more than 40 different organizations that have signed on or agreed to be in partnership with us to offer experiential opportunities like service learning, volunteer opportunities, as well as internships. And so that's one pool where a certain segment of students really seek out those local internships. For businesses, it's a little bit different because, of course, you have to have the businesses funding the internship as well. And so we have a fair number of students from business and accounting and those types of fields also that offer our students internships, not necessarily during J-term, but sometimes if they have a special project that's shorter like that. But oftentimes it might start in J-term and then continue on during the semester while they're also a student here.
Once again, Kim Gravetti, the Director of Career Services at Hastings College, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight here. Again, as we've taken a look at, there's some exciting opportunities in the classroom, but outside the classroom as well with some internship opportunities. Kim, we appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to talk with you again real soon.
Thank you.
It's the Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Stay tuned in the second half of the Hastings College basketball broadcast coming up right after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs. Score is 37-31 here at the break. Other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight at halftime. Mount Marty is leading Dort by a score of 41-27. At halftime, Briar Cliff leading Dakota Wesleyan by a point, 29-28. Also at halftime over in Orange City tonight, number one ranked Morningside leading Northwestern 34-33. And at halftime, Doan is leading Midland and Fremont by a score of 39-30. Hastings out on top of Concordia here. The Bulldogs getting 15 points in the first half from Bailey Morris. Hastings getting 7 points from Jamie Van Kirk. So Hastings has the lead to begin the second half, 37-31. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here in half number two. Concordia very good here in this building. They are 52-7 since this thing was built, since the start of the 2011-2012 season. So the Bulldogs, they don't lose very often, and they're used to being behind. Like I said, last Saturday on the road up in Sioux City, they were down at halftime and then outscored Briar Cliff in the second half, 44-24, to grab a 76-60 win. So this is nothing new for the Dogs. The third-ranked team, they have a 14-game winning streak here coming into the ball game tonight. They're 19-1 in the season. So far, so good. Concordia will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball now for the Dogs. This second half gets underway. She's picked up there by Abby Jackson. There's a Pints out here in three-point territory. Now to Kelsey Heiser, picked up by Van Kirk. Down in the corner again. That's going to be Morris back inside. His shot is up and in. Kelsey Heiser scoring in the pass from Bailey Morris. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Heiser. Now it's a 37-33 ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead just underway here in the second half from Seward tonight. There's Chelsea Morton. She's cut off on the baseline. Double team. Comes out here to Samuelson, who gets the start for Hastings here in half number two. Jackson has the ball poked away from behind. Jackson picks it up into the corner. There's Sierra Williamson. Cross-court pass to Samuelson. Drives for the bucket. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball tapped out. Is picked up here by Mary Janovich. Janovich running back the other way. Has it knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. The officials look. The officials look at one another. Now we have a meeting in the minds here, and they give the ball to Hastings. Concordia turns it away. That's the 13th turnover on Concordia here in the basketball game. Concordia beat Hastings earlier this year, 68-65 in a ball game that Hastings, well, they kind of let slip away. That ball game has some crucial turnovers down the stretch, and Concordia was able to nip the Broncos 68-65. There's a pass deflected, intercepted. Mary Janovich has got the ball. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings. There's a cross-court pass. It goes to the far side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. So Concordia will play things in just underway here in the second half, 37-33. Hastings has got a four-point lead. Tracy Pints will inbound the ball to Bailey Morris. Morris picked up out here by Jackson. Morris puts it on the floor, dribbles to the left side. Now gives the ball away to a Becky Mueller. Drives it down the right side of the lane. She lost control of the ball out of bounds. Mueller's getting ready to go up for the shot. Just lofted it out of her hands, out of bounds. Turnover on the Dogs. Hastings has got the ball back here. 18-40 to play in the ball game. 37-33. Hastings out on top by four. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson works out on top now. Out there against the Mary Janovich. Here's a Samuelson. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Samuelson is double teamed. The ball ripped out of there by Morris. A turnover on Hastings. Bailey Morris takes the ball away from Samuelson. Now dribbles behind her back. Goes inside. A shot is up and in. Becky Mueller scores on the assist from Bailey Morris. Morris not only is one of the top scorers in the league, she's number one in assists and number one in steals. There's Jackson coming back the other way, her running one-hander in the baseline. Good. Jackson now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a four-point lead. 39-35 Broncos. Here's Becky Mueller with the ball now for Concordia. Down here to Kelsey Heiser, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Van Kirk. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Jamie Van Kirk. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. Here in this second half of play, Concordia will play things in. Tracy Pints with the ball at the elbow. Bounce pass again was lost out of bounds. Trying to get it to Mary Janovich, who was sliding toward the bucket there. And she lost the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 15 in the ball game for Concordia. Hastings College down with a four-point lead. They've got the basketball. 39-35, 17:40 to play in the ball game. There's Abby Jackson, bounce pass to Van Kirk. Jamie looking to penetrate, can't do it. Moves it to the left side of the floor, now reverses the ball back to the top of the key. Chelsea Morton has got it. Morton gives it up now to Jackson. She drives the ball down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Jackson takes the ball in the hole and has it blocked out of bounds there. That's Pites with a block for Concordia. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ollie Samuelson will get things in to Van Kirk. Van Kirk at the elbow, left side of the lane. Van Kirk working into the paint, puts it up there right-handed. Their shot is going to be up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a six-point lead. There's a pass deflected away, picked up by Heiser. Now she's double-teamed, and a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so that's going to be another Concordia turnover. Concordia's got 16 turnovers here in the basketball game. They average only 17 per game all season long. 41-35. Hastings is led by as many as 10 in the ball game. That was just before halftime at 34-24. Hastings with a six-point lead now. Here's Holly Samuelson with the ball on the wing, picked up by Morris. Out on top, Van Kirk. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Becky Mueller. Mueller has got it down for Concordia, gives it to Morris. Morris will bring it up, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Picked up now by Samuelson out there. Bailey Morris dribbling with the ball, double team, goes to the free throw line, throws up an off-balance shot and hits it. Bailey Morris scores again. She's got 17 in the ball game, 41-37. Hastings out on top by 4 points. Broncos with the ball. Abby Jackson goes to Samuelson. Inside, the ball's going to be deflected away from Williamson, and the ball's brought out of there by Pites. Turnover number 14 in the ball game for Hastings. Tracy Pites kicks her out here on the right side. Dribbling on the ball is Janovich. Back down to Pites on the baseline. On the wing now, that's Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Heiser dumps it off inside again. The ball's going to be deflected off of the fingertips of Pites, but Van Kirk was the last to touch it. Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:05 to play here in the ball game. Hastings out on top, 41-37. They robbed the ball to Tracy Pites. Down inside to Morris. Her shot good. Morris working the baseline. She's got 19 on a nice pass there from Pites, who's averaging 2 assists per ball game herself. And now Concordia is back within 2 points. 41-39. Hastings with a lead. Long pass goes inside to Williamson. She's hit, and the foul's going to be called. So Concordia has trimmed the first half lead down to 2 points now at 41-39. Williamson is fouled in the play here. This one is going to go on Janovich. That's going to be your first team foul, number 1 on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jessica Pearson comes back into the ball game now for Concordia. Samuelson will play things in. Holly looking. They get it to a Chanel Farmer, who's back into the ball game for Hastings. Back down in the corner. Here's Samuelson around the screen. Takes the ball to the left side. Her shot is up there and in. A little short jumper there by Haley Samuelson. And she has now got 8 points in the ball game. Holly Samuelson with 8 points in the contest here. And Hastings has got a 4-point lead, 43-39. Kelsey Heiser with the ball at the top of the key, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. There's Jessica Pearson down low again, and the ball deflected away from Pites out of bounds. Jackson was down there defensively for Hastings, knocking the ball away from Tracy Pites. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tika Thompson. Thompson comes in. Chelsea Morton will come out. 15-16 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Concordia, 43-39. Tracy Pites with the ball, works against Tika Thompson. Down the lane, there's a shot going to be blocked out of the hands of Pearson, and the foul is going to be called. Jessica Pearson has that shot blocked, and the foul is going to be called on Samuelson. That's going to be your third. So now Van Kirk's got 3. Samuelson has got 3. Team foul number 2 on Hastings here in the second half, and going to the free throw line will be Jessica Pearson. She has not scored so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. Pearson is a 61% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Michaela Berry into the ball game. Jackson comes out. 43-40. Hastings still with a 3-point lead. Jessica Pearson will toe the mark for her second shot. Looks up there. It's on the way. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Farmer. So now Farmer gets it away down to Michaela Berry. And she loses the ball in backcourt. Picks it up on the sideline. And it's going to be off of the leg of Michaela Berry out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's the 15th turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. And now Concordia can tie with a 3-point field goal. Shelby Quinn having problems with it against Farmer. Picks it up, goes inside to Pearson. Shot good. Jessica Pearson scores in the lane. And now Concordia is back within 1 point. 43-42. 14:49 to play in the ball game from the Walls Arena here in Seward tonight. Hastings with the ball. Samuelson has got it on the wing. Samuelson out to Tika Thompson. Tika looking to drive the ball, knocked loose, but it's picked up by Thompson. Comes out to Farmer out here at the top of the circle. Farmer sends it back to Atika Thompson on the wing. Skip pass. Left wing now. Samuelson has got the ball. Holly looking to penetrate. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Shot is up there. It's good. And a traveling violation is called on Williamson. Sierra Williamson gets hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 16 on the Broncos here in this basketball game. 43-42. Concordia down by 1. And now the Dogs have the basketball. Bring the ball up the far sideline is Kelsey Heiser. Heiser against Berry. Goes inside the three-point arc. Now to Tracy Pites. Pites against Thompson. Now to Heiser again. Her shot in the lane is up there around the rim and down. Kelsey Heiser kind of throws up a slop shot and goes through the hole. It's good. 44-43. Now Concordia's got the lead with 14:03 to play in the basketball game. Farmer for 3. Shot good. Chanel Farmer knocks down a 3-ball from the left corner. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings reclaims the lead now at 46-44. Big shot there by the former St. Cecilia Hawkettes, Chanel Farmer. Hastings down with a 2-point lead, 46-44. Tracy Pites with the ball down the right side of the lane. Pites works against the Tika Thompson. Foul called. Tika is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul number 3 on Hastings here in the second half of play. Morris coming back into the ball game for Concordia. Rachel Jeldon checking in now for Hastings College. Also coming back in for the Dogs will be Becky Mueller. 13:38 to play in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of the third-ranked Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 46-44. Here's Mueller with the ball. Works against Thompson in the lane. Pass goes over to the far sideline to Shelby Quinn. Open for three. Takes a shot right down through the hole. Shelby Quinn knocks down a three ball. And now it's 47-46. Concordia's ball is lost out of bounds here on the near sideline. Bailey Morris runs over Chanel Farmer here on the near side and to give the ball to Hastings. So Concordia's back out on top, 47-46. Hastings will play things in right in front of us here on the near sideline. 13:24 to play in the basketball game. Tika Thompson will inbound the ball. Gets it into the hands of Michaela Berry out here in three-point territory behind a screen from Samuelson. Michaela Berry drives into the hole, and we got contact made again, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Bulldogs at the 13:18 mark. Personal is going to be called here on Shelby Quinn. That's going to be your third. Team foul number three on Concordia. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Yeldon out to Thompson for three. Shot's going to be short. No good. Long rebound. It comes out to Thompson on the far sideline. Tika underneath the hole. Goes over to Farmer. Fifth baseline jumper is up there and in. So now Farmer has knocked down a three and a two here in the past minute or so. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings reclaims the lead at 48-47. Here's Morris with the ball. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. Has problems with it now, and she picks it up on the far sideline. Tika Thompson throws it down in the corner. Now to Michaela Berry. That's going to be turnover number 17 on Concordia here in the ballgame. Hastings with a one-point lead, 48-47. Thompson on the wing, drives it against Mueller. Shot no good, and she's fouled into play. A personal foul here is going to go on Becky Mueller. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line will be Tika Thompson, 0 for 1 so far tonight. Thompson's free throw is up there. That is going to be no good. Boy, Tika Thompson has all kinds of problems shooting free throws. 37% coming to the ball game here tonight. She's 0 of 2 from the line this evening. Hastings with a 1 point lead, 48-47 in this one. Tika will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Mueller, so the Broncos still have a 1 point lead. Bailey Morris down with the ball here in backcourt. Morris has got 19 points in the ball game for Concordia. She works out on top against Jackson, and Abby commits a personal foul. Second foul on Abby Jackson in the ball game. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in the second half of play. College basketball tonight brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings with a one-point lead over the third-ranked team of the nation, the Concordia Bulldogs. Here's Janovich with the ball, drives it against Farmer. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds, and Concordia will play things in. Concordia beat Hastings earlier this year, 68-65. Broncos trying to get back on the winning track after dropping a disappointing one to Morningside on Saturday up in Sioux City. Here's Morris in the corner, fakes the three, moves to her left, fires up a shot, it's good. Bailey now with 22. And Concordia has now got a two-point lead over Hastings, 50-48. Bailey Morris, the fourth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nails one there. Here's Jeldon. She's going to be fouled into play. Back at the other end, Jessica Pearson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So Rachel Jeldon, the former Holdridge Duster, now goes to the free throw line to shoot two. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. We're about 8 minutes into the second half. Hastings within two now of Concordia. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Rachel Jeldon. She'll get one more. Jeldon scored 7 points the last time these two teams played. That's her first point tonight. Jeldon, next shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound picked up on the hop in the lane here by Jessica Pearson. Down to Morris. The ball swatted away. Picked up now by Jessica Pearson. Down to Mueller. Shot for three. Good. Becky Mueller knocks down a three from the right side of the lane. 53-49. It's now a four-point ball game. Concordia's got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. Abby down to Van Kirk. 25 feet away from the basket. Drives around the screen. Down the lane. She goes. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Van Kirk will now go to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal is going to be whistled on Mueller, and that's going to be her third. So now Van Kirk goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. Jamie's got 9 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here. Her free throw is up. It is good. She is the number one free throw shooter in the conference, knocking down 87% of her shots. Chelsea Morton comes into the ballgame now for Hastings. Tika Thompson will come to the bench. 53-50 is the score. Concordia's got the lead. There's the next shot by Van Kirk. It's up there and in, so she's perfect on the free throw line. Into the ballgame now for Concordia is going to be Pites. Pites comes in. Mary Janovich checks out. Now the Broncos applying some pressure in backcourt. Mueller will inbound the ball to Pites. Comes down the near sideline. Pites picked up by Farmer of Hastings College. Pites comes out between the circles now to Kelsey Heiser. Working left to right across the top of the key. Now to Bailey Morris. Picked up by Jackson. Drives it down the lane. Nice dish to Pearson. Shot is up there and in. Jessica Pearson scores on the assist from Bailey Morris. 55-51. Hastings down by 4 points. Broncos down the ball. Here's Jackson now to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Van Kirk. Jimmy Van Kirk gets it out here to Chelsea Morton. Comes across the top to Farmer. Chanel drives the ball toward the goal. Puts it up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Chanel Farmer scores again for Hastings, and she's fouled in the play. Farmer now with 11 points in the ballgame. A personal foul is whistled on Morris. Morris picks up her third personal foul. And Chanel Farmer now goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. That's a season high for her. Her shot is up there. It's good. Chanel Farmer now with 12 points in the ballgame. 8 so far here in the second half of play. And now the Broncos are back to within 1. 55-54. Concordia's got a 1-point lead. Dogs have the ball. Here's a Bailey Morris. Wings it down in the corner on the right side to Pites. Now to Morris again. Bailey holds it here. Jackson right in her face defensively. Bailey looking. Bailey looking, comes out between the circles. Kelsey Heiser with the ball, now to Mueller. The ball poked away from Chanel. Mueller picks it back up. Now to Bailey Morris, 5 seconds, 4 seconds on the shot clock. Morris dribbling the ball, launches up a long-range jumper. Is off of the mark, no good. And it does not hit iron, so Hastings will play things in. Good defense there for the Broncos. And now Hastings has a chance to pull ahead here. 10 minutes and 26 seconds to play. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout here for the Concordia Bulldogs. 10:26 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 55, Hastings 54.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. High school basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. A couple of state-ranked teams going to be in action. As Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Friend. That'll be a girls-only ball game at the Chapman Gym on the air with the pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow night. 7 o'clock for the tip. Friend playing at Hastings St. Cecilia. And girls high school play tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. 10 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the basketball game from Walls Arena in Seward tonight. 55-54, Concordia with a 1-point lead. Van Kirk with the ball behind the screen from Jeldon. Van Kirk bounce pass down the right side of the lane. The Morton, her shot is up there. There's no good, but she's fouling the play. They got the ball down to Morton. That's what they designed in the huddle there. But she was fouling the play, and Chelsea will go to the free throw line. Morton so far has not scored in the ball game. Personal foul is going to go on Morris now. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So four fouls now on Bailey Morris. And a shot from the free throw line by Morton is up there and in. So now note this. That's at the 10-10 mark that Bailey Morris is going to come out of the ball game with four personal fouls. Now Hastings is tied up the game at 55-55. Next shot is up there and in. So Chelsea Morton cans a couple of free throws. And now Hastings has got the lead 56-55 with Concordia's number one scorer on the bench with four personal fouls. We'll see how long we have Drew Olson setting down the Bailey Morris. There's a driving layup down the lane. It's going to be no good by Pearson. Ball is recovered by Hastings. Van Kirk at the other end. Her shot good, and she's fouling the play. Jamie Van Kirk gets the field goal and one. She'll go to the free throw line. She's now got 13 in the ball game, and that's going to be the fourth personal foul now on Becky Mueller. So two of the five starters for Concordia have now got four personal fouls. Mueller's going to have to check out. Brentley Dom is coming to the ball game now for the Dogs. So Concordia in some massive foul trouble here with half of this second half still to play. Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Van Kirk is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings out on top by a score of 59-55 now. With 9 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here's Concordia with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Pearson down to the left baseline, picked up there by Williamson. Pearson trying to penetrate, comes out the Pites, spins to the free throw line, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she fouled into play. Tracy Pites getting the field goal down the lane there, and she is hacked in the arm. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Sierra Williamson. Williamson picks up her first. Going to the free throw line will be Pites, to try to make this a three-point play. Pites just a 53% foul shooter in the season. She has not shot one so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Williamson grabs the rebound. So the Broncos have a two-point lead, 59-57. Chelsea Morton with the ball out here in three-point territory. Nearly loses it. And now they want to call a timeout. Chelsea Morton having problems with it over there. She was trapped along the far sideline. Carey calls the timeout. You're on the near side on the Bronco bench. We'll take a timeout. 9:21 to play in regulation. Hastings 59, Concordia 57.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside is leading Northwestern 62-50 with 8 minutes to play in the ball game. Doan out on top of Midland 57-49 with 7:48 to play. Hastings leading Concordia here at 59-57. Approaching the 9-minute mark. Bounce pass inside to Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there too strong. And the ball is recovered here by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson keeps it alive for the Broncos. Out to Jackson. Now to Alex Edwards. Cross-court pass to Samuelson. Down on the baseline. It's cut off there. Comes back on to Abby Jackson. Now to Alex Edwards. Here's Holly Samuelson again. Free throw line extended left side. 13 on the shot clock. Van Kirk, dribble penetration, jump pass goes down in the corner. Jackson has got it. Her running one hand is going to be blocked out of her hands. Ball is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. Concordia basketball now with 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. So Concordia will play things in. The Dogs trying to extend their winning streak to 15 games, the second hottest team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Trailing only Morningside, the number one ranked team in the nation. Here's Concordia back offensively to go right to work. And shot is up there near and down low. Pearson gets the field goal. The Pites gets the field goal, and she's fouling the play. Tracy Pites gets it down low, and she scores off of the window, and she is fouling the play here by Sierra Williamson. Williamson picks up her second, and now we're tying up at 59 points apiece. Tracy Pites to the free throw line. Of one so far tonight. She hits this one. Three-point play. Now Concordia goes back on top with a score of 60-59. They have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. This all comes with the Bailey Morris on the bench. She's been on the bench about 2 minutes now. There's Abby Jackson driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia, streaking back the other way, driving her shot no good, and a foul is called. Mary Janovich bringing the ball back there. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be Jamie's fourth personal foul. And now Mary Janovich goes to the free throw line. Here comes Michaela Berry down to the scorer's table. She will check in. Janovich misses the free throw. So Michaela Berry comes in, and Van Kirk will come to the bench. So now the leading scorers are both teams on the bench here with four fouls. Mary Janovich will have one more. The next one is up there and in. Concordia has now got a one-point lead over Hastings. Actually, a two-point lead, it should be, 61-59. 7:58 to play in the ball game from the Walls Arena here in Seward. Good ball game here tonight. Here's Michaela Berry. Comes over in the wing on the left side to Jackson. She drives it toward the baseline, and now a foul is going to be called as Abby Jackson takes the ball to the rack there for Hastings. Personal is going to be called to Mary Janovich. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Janovich. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jackson. Jackson's got 5 points in the ball game. She's a 77% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and the shot good. Abby Jackson will have one more. She is now 15 out of 19 from the free throw line this season. 61-60. Hastings down by one. Shot from the free throw line. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes out of Jessica Pearson. Pearson has got it for Concordia to the near sideline. Now to Mary Janovich behind the screen from Pearson. Gets it into the forecourt. Down to Pites. Free throw line extended left side. Pites circles in the lane. Takes it all the way to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Tracy Pites scoring. She's now got 12, 13 points in the ball game. Concordia leading by three. 63-60. Michaela Berry is cut off on the baseline. Comes out to Jackson, top of the key. Abby back to Berry. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off the rim. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Pites. Pites dribbles the ball off the floor. Dribbles behind her back. Gets into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, Janovich for three. Her shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Berry of Hastings. Michaela Berry looks up 2-on-4. Gets it to Alex Edwards. Cross-court pass goes to Jackson. Jackson on the wing. 7 minutes to play. Jackson bounce pass down low to Edwards. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Nice pass by Jackson. Edwards gets the field goal, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Well, we've seen a number of three-point plays here in the second half. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Alex Edwards. Now then, the chore at the free throw line. She's just 1 out of 4 this season for 25%. Hastings down by a point, 63-62. Shot from the line, good. A three-point play by Alex Edwards has tied up the ball game now at 63 points apiece. And now we've got a timeout from Concordia. The Dogs want to call a timeout, 6:55 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Concordia 63.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Doan is leading Midland 57-49. They've got 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play. In their basketball game, Northwestern is trailing Morningside 67-50. Morningside just to put together a 12-0 run in that ball game in Orange City. Hastings College and Concordia tied up now at 63 points apiece. It was a three-point ball game the last time these two teams played in Hastings, with Concordia winning that contest by a score of 68-65. That was back at the end of November. So the Bulldogs have the basketball. There's a Mary Janovich trying to drive it, and she's tied up in the play as the ball is knocked loose. Chanel Farmer ties her up. I was just looking. No Bailey Morris yet. Bailey Morris, the leading scorer in the team for Concordia, picked up her fourth personal foul with 10 minutes to play. We're now at 6 minutes and 43 seconds to go, so she's still on the bench. Here's Janovich right side of the lane. Has it knocked out of her hands, but it's lost off of the fingertips of Farmer again. Concordia will play things in now with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Janovich. We'll get things into Tracy Pites. Pites dribbles the ball behind her back. Gets away from Farmer. Takes the ball in the hole and scores. That was a nice move by Tracy Pites. 15 points in the ball game now for Pites. 65-63. Hastings down by a couple of points. Michaela Berry with the ball. Berry goes over to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson out of Chelsea Morton. Lobs it inside. The ball can be deflected away from Sierra Williamson. That pass probably shouldn't have been made. They had three people draped all around Sierra Williamson. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 17th of the ball game. Driving the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. And a foul's going to be called. Pites taking the ball to the rack there for Concordia. Foul into play by Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her third. Pites will go to the free throw line now for the Bulldogs. She's got 15 points in the ball game here. She is 1 out of 2 from the line. She'll get a couple of shots here as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Tracy Pites toeing the mark here for Concordia. His shot is up there. It's good. Tracy Pites, a 5'11" senior out of Hardington. Played her high school ball at Hardington Cedar Catholic. And now Bailey Morris comes back into the ball game at the 6:05 mark. So she sat for about 4 minutes with four personal fouls. Hastings unable to do anything with her on the sideline. Next shot is up there by Pints. It's going to be no good. 66-63. Hastings with a three-point disadvantage here. Hastings with the ball. Samuelson almost lost it out of bounds. Holly picks it up on the far side. Now dribbles behind the screen from Williamson. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Chelsea Morton. She drives it. Goes over to Williamson. Out to Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Morris. Bailey Morris has got the ball for Concordia. Streaks it back the other way. Nice pass. Deflected away from Pints out of bounds. That's going to be lost, I think, off of the fingertips of Pites. Hastings will get the ball. Concordia turns it over for the 18th time here in the ball game. Chelsea Morton checks out. Here comes Tika Thompson back into the ball game for the Broncos. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the game. Concordia's got a three-point lead, 66-63. Hastings looking for win number 14 here tonight. Concordia looking to extend their winning streak to 15 games to go to 20-1 on the season. Here's Tika Thompson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Ball tapped out. Samuelson grabs it. Keeps it alive for the Broncos. Holly Samuelson out to Berry for three. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound Berry in the lane. She's surrounded. Goes back up. Berry tries to get it away. She does to Farmer on the baseline. Her shot good. So now Farmer from the short left baseline scores. Chanel is having a whale of a game tonight. A season-high 14 points for her for the former St. Cecilia Hawkette. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. Timeout Concordia, 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score Concordia 66, Hastings 65.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Hastings College had the lead at halftime, 37-31, but the second half of a seesaw affair here tonight as Concordia came back to reclaim the advantage about 6 minutes into the second half at 44-43. Nobody able to break away too much here in half number two, and right now we have a 66-65 ball game. Concordia is out on top of Hastings College looking for a season sweep with the Broncos after they beat them earlier this year, 68-65. So it's going to be Concordia mounting the ball. This is Bailey Morris out here in three-point territory. Now to Tracy Pites. Pites goes down on the baseline. There's a nice pass and a shot up there and in by Mary Janovich. Janovich now with 8 points in the ball game. Concordia works that one perfectly. They've got a three-point lead now, 68-65, 4:39 to play. Here's Michaela Berry. Chanel Farmer has got it out here in three-point territory. Farmer dribbles it inside the free throw circle, being hounded out here by Janovich. Out of Tika Thompson on the wing, trying to drive it, and she's fouled into play here by Pints. Tracy Pints picks up her second personal foul. And now Thompson will go to the free throw line. Tika is 0 for 3 from the line so far tonight. And she is now 15 out of 43 from the line this season. She'll have a 1-1 here. Tika Thompson puts it up there. The shot good. She hits one for Hastings from the stripe. She'll get one more. 68-66, and now Van Kirk will come back into the ball game for Hastings. Jamie will play with four personal fouls at the 4:26 mark of this basketball game. Tika Thompson will have one more. Shot is up there on the shot. Good. She has two big free throws there to give Hastings an advantage, or actually a disadvantage here at 68-67. It should be 68-67. The Broncos are down by one. Bailey Morris with the ball. Morris goes over to a Mary Janovich behind a screen from Pites. Janovich picked up there by Berry. Works it behind Pites again. Down in the corner, Mueller throws up a three. Her shot's going to be short. Rebound in the lane there by Janovich. Her shot no good. Janovich gets another rebound. Two offensive boards there by Janovich. Out to a Heiser. Heiser dribbles the ball inside. Out to Bailey Morris. Morris calling out the play here. Bailey Morris picked up by Michaela Berry. Goes over here on the wing to Janovich, now to Pites. Back to the left side, Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kelsey Heiser scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Concordia's got a three-point lead, 70-67. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 70, Hastings 67.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A great deal this week, a 2013 Buick LaCrosse V6 was $20,575, sale price $17,575. Kirshner's Auto Corner.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Been a dandy so far. 70-67. Concordia's got a three-point lead over Hastings College. Tomorrow night, high school play here on 1230 KHAS will be at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes will take on Friend tomorrow night. Both teams are ranked in their individual classes in the top 10. There'll be a girls-only ball game for you tomorrow night. The Hawkettes will take on Friend. Pre-game show begins at 6:45 tomorrow. With a tip-off at 7 o'clock, high school basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. At the men's game following this one here tonight from the Walls Arena, Hastings looking to break a 10-game losing streak in the nightcap. 70-67, Hastings down by 3 points with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Inbound passes. Chip, but Jackson picks it up. Abby Jackson has got it for Hastings. Jackson into the forecourt. Now to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk picked up here by Kelsey Heyer. Dribbles into the free throw line. Gives it away to Thompson. She drives it down the left side of the lane. She's fouled in the play. Heinz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. And now Tika Thompson is going to go back to the free throw line for Hastings. Thompson is now 2 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. She hit consecutive free throws for the first time in a long time. Her last trip to the free throw line. So Tika Thompson to the line for Hastings. Dips the knees. Shana's up there. Shot good. She's hit 3 in a row. Came in holding only 37% of her foul shots this year, and she's hit 3 in a row. Tika Thompson will have one more at 70-68. Hastings down by 2. Next shot by Thompson is up there. That shot's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Ball nearly swiped away from behind there by Chanel Farmer, but it's recovered here by Janovich. Janovich into the forward court now. That's going to be Barry, or rather Bailey Morris with the ball back inside to Pintz. The shot is up and in. Tracy Pintz scores on the assist from Bailey Morris. 72-68. Concordia is out on top of Hastings College here. Women's College basketball with 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Jackson picked up there by Mary Janovich. Drives the right sideline. Abby gets it here to Van Kirk. Now to Thompson for three. Shot is up there. It hits the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mueller. Mueller has got the ball for Concordia now with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Bailey Morris gets it to Mueller. Into the forecourt. Down the right sideline. Becky Mueller back out to Bailey Morris. Morris dribbling with it, now gets away, dribbles it to the rim. Her shot is up there, it's going to be good. She found it a play, big play there by Bailey Morris. Morris is fouled in the play, the bucket's going to count. The foul's going to go on Jeldon of Hastings, that's going to be her second. Now Bailey Morris in the free throw line, she has got 24 points in the basketball game for Concordia with a chance to add one right here. Tika's going to come out of the ball game now. Holly Samuelson coming back in, 74-68. Broncos are down by 6 points, just a two-possession ball game. But Bailey Morris in the free throw line here for Concordia. Her shot is up there and in. A big three-point play there by Bailey Morris. Now in 75-68. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Now Hastings wants to burn another timeout. Concordia has now got a seven-point lead over Hastings College after a three-point play by Bailey Morris. We've got a timeout, 2:22 to play in regulation. It's Concordia 75, Hastings 68.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings have this thing tied at 63 points apiece with 6:55 to play. They're now trailing 75-68 after that three-point play by Bailey Morse. Morningside is now 22-0 on the season. They beat Northwestern tonight 75-62. So Morningside wins 75-62, 22-0 on the season for the Mustangs. Hastings will play things in. They're trailing here at 75-68. Chanel Farmer has got down for Hastings out here in three-point territory. Farmer comes over to Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson looking, goes down in the corner to Samuelson. Concordia all of a sudden has gotten to a zone defense. Here's Jackson on the wing. That's Farmer with the ball. Dribble penetration. Her pass could be deflected. The ball's brought down here. A turnover as Kelsey Heiser grabs the ball. That's going to be the 18th turnover on Hastings. A long pass down to Florida Mueller. Drives it against Williamson. It sounds up and in. Becky Mueller scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game at 77-68. Hastings down by 9 points. Here's Van Kirk. Fires up a three ball. It's up there. No good. Rebound to Samuelson. Comes out in the three-point territory on the dribble. Now to Jackson. Abby Jackson to the free throw line. Now to Van Kirk. Another three-pointer. Shot good. Van Kirk throws up a three and hits one. He's now got 17 in the ball game, 77-71 with 90 seconds to play. Here comes Morris. Back with the ball for Concordia to Tracy Pites. Pites gets away. Dribbles it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. And goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. A turnover on Concordia. That's going to be turnover number 19 on the Bulldogs. So Hastings gets a break here. A minute and 21 seconds to play. Here in the second half, it's 77-71. Hastings down by 6 points. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Now Carey wants to burn another timeout. Timeout. Hastings with a minute 17 to play in regulation. We'll take a break. It's Concordia 77, Hastings 71.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Briarcliff has beaten Dakota Wesleyan tonight 68-59. We'll see Briarcliff on Saturday. Doan has beaten Midland 75-58. Morningside winners over Northwestern 75-62. All those games have gone final tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College is now trailing this ball game 77-71. A minute and 17 seconds to play here in Seward tonight. And Hastings will play things in. Right in front of us. Abby Jackson has got it. Now to Chanel Farmer. Out to Jackson out here in 3 point territory. Drives it down the lane. The ball poked away. Jackson picks it back up. Shoots and scores. Abby Jackson a driving lay up there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, 77-73. And now a foul is called here in backcourts. Jackson trying to steal that ball away from Morris. Picks up the personal foul. So for Abby, that's going to be personal foul number three, and that's going to send Bailey Morris to the free throw line. Morris has got 25 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 6 from the line. This will be a two-shot foul. Each team is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Shot is up there. It's no good. Morris will get one more. Bailey had 31 the last time these two teams played. Hastings trailing Concordia 77-73. Michaela Berry comes down to the scorer's table. She will check in. And coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. 77-73. Hastings down by 4. As Bailey Morris will go back to the free throw line for the Bulldogs. She sets. Her shot is up there. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Hastings down by 5 points now at 78-73, just by the 1 minute mark as Jackson comes into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson moves to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Van Kirk. Shot for three, no good. Rebound, rebounded there by Morris. Bailey has got the ball up the floor. She winds her way between defenders. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up there by Heiser. Good. Kelsey Heiser scores on another assist from Bailey Morris, 80-73. Jackson with the ball, not a van. And Kirk drives with the rack. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called on Mueller. Becky Mueller gets hit with a fifth personal foul. Mueller's going to foul out here with 38 seconds to play. Leaves with 11 points. So Becky Mueller is fouled out of the ball game now. She will leave. Hastings is down by 7. It's 80-73 here with 38.7 seconds to play. Jessica Pearson comes into the ball game for Concordia. Chanel Farmer also checks in. Here comes Chelsea Morton to the ball game as well for Hastings. 80-73. Hastings down by 7 points, but it's Van Kirk at the free throw line for 2 shots. Her first one is up there. The shot good. Now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Van Kirk has got 18 in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Leads the Broncos in scoring in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It is good from Van Kirk. 80-75. Hastings down by a couple of possessions. Now Morris is hit here, and she can be fouled in the play. Right in front of us, and it's going to be Morris going in the free throw line. So Morris will go to the line again for Concordia. Another 2-shot opportunity for Bailey Morris, a 5'4" senior out of Sandy Creek. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Bailey Morris will have another one. Here comes Michaela Berry back into the ball game. Morton will come out. 81-75, so still a 2-possession ball game here with 36 seconds to play. Morris will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down, so she connects on a couple of free throws. Head of the ball game now is going to be Devin Edwards. Edwards will come in, and Jessica Pearson will check out for the Bulldogs. 82-75. Here comes Jackson down the right sideline. Abby comes back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. The Broncos turn it over. Trying to get the ball to Berry. They threw it too far. A turnover on Hastings. I've got them with 19 turnovers in the ball game. 82-75. Concordia's got the lead. Bulldogs have the ball. Morris has gone to the near sideline down to Kelsey Heiser. Comes into the offensive zone to Pites. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Morris. Now left side to Devin Edwards. Now to Bailey Morris again. Morris comes over here to Heiser. Heiser, bounce pass down in the corner to Pites. They have spread the floor, 13 seconds to play. The Broncos can only chase. Here's a Bailey Morris. Morris picked up by Chanel Farmer. Bailey Morris comes to the near sideline. That's Kelsey Heiser with the ball. Concordia is going to win the ball game. Concordia wins this basketball game over Hastings College. So they come back from a 6-point deficit at halftime. And they beat Hastings tonight by a score of 82-75. So Concordia, they improved to 20 wins and 1 loss on the season. They have now won 15 games in a row. Hastings College, they dropped their second straight tonight. They dropped to 13 wins and 7 losses. The Broncos are now 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, it was Concordia beating Hastings tonight. The final score of 82-75. Back to the recap after this.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from Steve Barino and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Walls Arena. In Seward tonight, the Concordia Bulldogs, the third-ranked team in the nation, knock off the Hastings College Broncos, the final score of 82-75. Women's college basketball tonight. Hastings had as much as a 10-point lead in the first half just before halftime at 34-24. Hastings leading at the halftime break 37-31. Concordia came back to grab the lead at 44-43 with 6 minutes gone in the second half, and then neither team had much of a lead in the second half, 1 or 2 points all the way to the end. We were tied up at the 63 mark with 6:55 to go in the basketball game, but then Hastings, some crucial turnovers down the stretch. They had to foul. Concordia hitting some free throws at the end, and they go on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 82-75. So the Broncos have lost two games in a row now to the number one ranked team and to the number three ranked team, Morningside and Concordia. The Broncos are now 13-7 on the season, 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia 20-1 overall. They're now 13-1 in the conference. They've won 15 in a row. Hastings ended up shooting 43% for the ball game tonight. They were 24 out of 55 for 43%. Concordia, they knocked down 20 out of 24 shots in the second half. That's 83%. For the ball game, they ended up shooting 33 out of 52 for 63%. But Concordia, 83% in the second half, 20 out of 24 field goals. And they outscore Hastings 51-38 after halftime, and they go on to win 82-75. So they hit 63% from the field. They were 5 out of 9 on three-pointers for 55%. Then they were 11 out of 21 from the free-throw line for 52%. Hastings was 22 out of 28 from the free-throw line, 78%. Hastings knocked down only 5 out of 18 from three-point range for 27%. The rebounds, Hastings had 32. Concordia had 28. Hastings had 14 offensive rebounds and 18 on defense. Concordia had 6 offensive rebounds and 22 on defense. Hastings turned the ball away 18 times in the ball game tonight. Concordia had 22 turnovers, 2 block shots, and 14 steals for the Broncos in this ball game. Concordia had 3 block shots and 8 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the ball game tonight, Holly Samuelson, she had 5. Sarah Williamson had 5 rebounds, and Chanel Farmer also with 5. Leading rebounders for Concordia, you had Becky Mueller with 5. Bailey Morris had 5. And also Jessica Pearson had 5 rebounds in the basketball game there tonight. Checking the scoring for Concordia, Bailey Morris led the way tonight for the Bulldogs as she scores 28 points. Morris had 2 three-pointers. She was 10 out of 12 from the field tonight. And Morris was also 6 out of 10 from the free-throw line. So Bailey Morris, after scoring 31 in the first meeting between these two teams, comes back with a 28-point performance here in game number 2 of the season between these two teams. Also in double figures was Tracy Pites. Pites scores 18 points. She had 8 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Becky Mueller, she had 11 points in the ball game tonight for Concordia. Mueller had she had 13, they say, officially. Becky Mueller with 13 points in the ball game. She was 6 out of 9 from the field, and she knocks down a three-pointer. She was 1 out of 2 from three-point range. So 13 points in the ball game for Becky Mueller. The other scorers, Mary Janovich, she had 8 points in the ball game. Kelsey Heiser had 6, and Jessica Pearson had 5 points. Leading the way for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk, she had 19. Van Kirk was 5 out of 11 from the field tonight and 2 out of 5 from three-point territory. Chanel Farmer comes up with a season-high 14 points tonight. Farmer was 6 out of 9 from the field and 1 out of 3 from three-point territory. Here are the only two players in double figures. Chelsea Morton had two. Abby Jackson had 8 points. Holly Samuelson, she had 8 points. Sarah Williamson had eight. 7 for Tika Thompson. 5 points for Michaela Berry. 3 for Alex Edwards. And 1 point for Rachel Jeldon. The Concordia outscores Hastings 51-38 in the second half. They hit 83% of their field goals in the second half. And the Bulldogs come back to knock off Hastings for the second time this season, winning by the score of 82-75. We got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Concordia here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Stay with us.